25% larger, but their improvements are assessed at $967,000 and mine at $1,466,000, over 50% higher. And I don't know how you can do a reassessment and get that out of line. They have mine at about $90 a square foot value, and they have this one at about $40 a square foot value. And I've been told that that whole school district was reassessed. I've asked them, can you show me one commercial property that was raised even close to mine? And I haven't. They haven't come up with one.
Gotcha.
All right, so now let's go, let's switch over. And I got a couple more in Hollister, just as out of whack. But let's switch over to Branson Hills. Well, first, my shopping center caters to local small businesses. Mm-hmm. Branson Hill are big box national retailers. I get $10 a square foot, I'll prove it. You know, that's the rent. Over in Branson Hills, they get $22 to $24, over twice as much. Here's a shopping center in Branson Hills, twice the rental rate is mine, 8 years newer, taxes 50% of mine. So this is so out of, you know, out of kelter. I mean, I guess I don't know that you guys can do anything, but what I need to do is have my attorney talk to the county attorney, if there's an attorney that represents the county, because this is illegal. There's case law. You cannot go in and discriminate and pick out one business and raise them that much unless you do a county-wide reassessment. I ask them, when do they think they're going to get around to Branson Hills? There's no plan. They said they're going to do Taneyville in 2025, you know.
Right. And so just to make sure that I'm clear, as far as valuation goes of the property, you're not necessarily disputing valuation. In other words, the assessment.
I'm disputing the disparity of
the disparity, the discrimination.
Right, which is, you know, I mean, there's case law. It's illegal. I mean, if I have to spend the money to go in federal court, they'll order a state countywide reassessment. And here's something else they don't even take into account. They say they go by market value, but they don't even take into account cap rate. Commercial property sells and is valued on cap rate. So you can take a 3,000 square foot building, and in one location that building might get $3,000 a month. In the same size building in a different location, for example, look at what Dollar General sells stores sell for when they build them. Sometimes they sell for, all right, instead of selling for $100 a square foot, they may sell for $250, $300 a square foot based on cap rate. And that's what I'm saying is my rent is less than half of Branson Hills, same size, 8 years newer. The taxes on the same size, $900,000, mine's $1,450,000.
Okay.
So I guess that's, yeah, that's my whole.
Okay. All right. Anything else right at the moment?
No, and okay. I'm just saying that, and then it's so unfair to raise someone, I mean, 40% in 1 year.
Sure.
Retroactive to the I just found out it a month ago, retroactive to the first of the year. I check. There's two of my leases. I can try to pass a little bit this on, but as soon as the leases come up, I have to try to pass this on, because, like I say, you know, my rates are low because that's what that sure. location supports, which is local businesses.
Mm-hmm. I understand. And how long have you owned the property?
Oh my goodness, you know, 7 or 8 years, something like
okay.
that. I'm not, you know.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and let the assessor. Try to justify the value here, and then we'll have some questions and some things like that, if that's okay. If you okay. have anything else, go ahead.
Do you have an appraisal?
Well, no, just an appraisal doesn't enter into what I'm trying to get across here. You know,
okay.
And I, you know, What I'm saying is, when you appraise, all right, let's say mine's appraised correctly, then obviously all these others aren't. So that means they're not paying their fair share of taxes, and I have a excess tax burden because they're not assessed, you know, fairly. And I don't see how you did a reassessment in Hollister and there still be this disproportionate. The county's losing a lot of money. I know it costs a lot of money to do a countywide reassessment.
Sure.
But it'd pay off in the long run. You know, and what I'm asking for is, you know, you shouldn't raise somebody's 40, you know, maybe 5, 10% a year and do it over a period of time. But, you know, I think mine should be put back down according to these others until you reassess them all.
And you're welcome to stay right up here. I mean, we might want to ask some questions and stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. What? Okay.
All right. So the Branson Hills was an unfinished mall. So they were assessed lower because it wasn't finished. And as soon as it was finished, it's supposed to be reassessed.
Okay. Why don't address the board because we're the ones making the decision here.
So on his, again, we concentrated on reassessing Hollister. His closest neighbor in both age and class is Harder House. And he's right in line with that and other buildings in that area. Harder House differs from his in that it is three sides metal building and then the facade. He's three sides stucco. When he's saying things about cap rate and rents, I wouldn't know about that because he's never discussed that with me. I can't do income and finance if no one talks to me. So it's based on completely on cost.
Right.
And what we found, what they saw.
This is you've done a cost evaluation.
A cost evaluation on what is there.
Okay. And what about Country Mart and the other ones over there? What did you not get to them? Have they been assessed recently?
I'd have to look. I'm sure they have. I sent the guys out all over Hollister. I'm thinking they got to that part, but for sure, we did that side of the highway because, like I said, I know that we redid Harder House, and I think they did Taco Bell and some other ones over there. So,
but do you know if they got to the other side and did them, or do we know at
I'd
this point?
I'd have to check. I'll have to look. I know we did Menards because we've been going back and forth with STC stuff on that.
I think his is more like the one he was talking about next to Country Barn. Multi-tenant, probably 15 to 3,000 square feet premises.
I haven't been to Branson.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
The
Hollister one. The one across on the other side.
The Country Mart across the street is what we're talking about in Hollister.
Right. I've got to find out what the name of the owner is for that to look it up.
Because I will get back to you. I just want to hear, basically, this is evaluation. Okay. I guess what I would address to you, too, you've talked about the cap rate, and indeed the assessor has done that and used that before, but you have to give the financial information and stuff like that. Is that something that you guys take into consideration with the business valuation? Do you not?
The cap rate's part of the
right
finance and expense. But he, at this point, it's too late for me to do this. He would need to bring something from his CPA that we could work with. I can't do all these financials in a 3-week period. It's just
I understand.
Too much.
You have staff issues. Okay, I'd like to see what Country Mart is
all
going
right
for over there. To answer your question, we do have power to try to equalize things. It doesn't mean that when she goes back and assesses in 2 years that everybody over there is going to go up, but we do have that power to look at other stuff right now.
But I was told they reassessed all of Hollister School District, but now we're hearing on one side of the road. I mean,
I don't know. I'm just not making stuff up. I'm just telling you.
Okay,
I don't know.
Susan, don't. This is not personal.
Right.
As far as the assessment process that goes, the unfortunate problem is, of course, that they're trying to catch up and from year to year catch up on assessments throughout the county because it just hasn't been done in a long time and a lot of stuff. So I understand from a manpower perspective it is very difficult for the assessor's office, but I also understand that you don't want to be discriminated against based on where you are. I understand. So,
and there's case law of the counties that's done this. They've gone in the federal court, the federal judge orders the county to roll them back until you do a countywide reassessment. There's case law to that.
Yeah, and they don't, and they have, I think the assessor's office has done, and I can tell you because the number of appeals we've had, they have done a lot of the county at this point, but I do know there are things that are missed or that they don't get to.
Okay, so Country Mart, we were out there for this assessment. Their store is from 1998, and your store is 1994 or 91. Which one is that? I can't remember.
I think his was built around 2000.
Open up another window.
2000. So it's a few years newer.
Right. And let's see here. 22.
The parcel ID I have is ends in 3015, which is the one next to Country Mart, that you were referring to, that's kind of apples to apples.
Is that his or the other one?
I think that's owned by the same people. Again, it was assessed at the same time. Let's go to the appraisal.
Ending in 3.015 was assessed at the same time.
I've got 3.014.
Well, that must be Country Mart itself.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the one next to Country Mart.
Well, my computer system is going really slow here on this thing. Usually we use a higher power. Let me try this on that. Southtown Shopping Center. Yep. Reappraised in August of 22.
What percentage was it by?
I don't know. Can you tell Stephanie, are you in 23? I'm looking in 24 so I can see all my numbers. I can tell you that there are a D class and yours is a C class.
How's that determined?
That's determined from your exterior because you have all three sides that are finished out and others are like Country Mart or like Carter House where it's all metal building with just a facade.
Southtown Center is stucco on all three sides, just like Now, what Dan told me is that mine had recently been painted, so I maintain it well, and this, I get you know, but the value, a stucco, the value of them is the same.